The gospel today is our Lord tells his apostles that the hour is coming and has arrived when each of you will be scattered to his own home and will leave me alone. I have to put that into context. He spoke that at the Last Supper. So literally within a couple of hours of when he spoke these words, his apostles all scattered and left him completely alone. Yet as he pointed out, he's never alone because the Father is with me. There is a beautiful line in a book that's called The Hermitage Within, and the hermit who wrote it simply said, "You are never less alone than when you are alone with God." That gives us something to ponder. We are never less alone than when we are alone with God. And that's what our Lord teaches us. He's never alone. But then the next line is what becomes important for us in that context. "I have told you this so that you might have peace in me. In the world you will have trouble." So we put those two things together, and what happens when we're in trouble? We take our focus off the Lord. We take our focus off the Lord, we lose our peace. I find it providential because I was just talking to somebody a couple of days ago about this. And this lady said, "It's like I'm in a washing machine, you know, just spinning and spinning and spinning." I said, "Well, it's an interesting way of looking at it," because I said, when that happens, obviously, either we start looking at all the stuff that's spinning around us and we get dizzy and get sick, or we turn inside. And if we turn inside and look at ourselves spinning around and in total chaos, we have no peace. So I thought about it and I said to her, "Well, think of it this way." I said, "Look at these ballerinas or the dancers or whoever that do all these circles." I said, "You've watched their head. They focus on one thing as their body goes around. Then they snap their head quickly and they get their focus right back on that same point. That's how they don't get dizzy. The rest of us would get dizzy and sick trying to spin around like that. But they're able to keep their focus where it belongs so that they don't get dizzy." That's exactly what our Lord is telling us. You will have peace in me. If we can keep our focus on him, then we remain at peace. That's what we learned from the saints. The saints did exactly what Jesus said. They had trouble in this world and loads of it. And yet they were at peace. And we ask ourselves, how can they be at peace when all this chaos is swirling all around them? Because they just kept their focus on the Lord. They didn't get dizzy. They didn't get sick. They stayed at peace. That's not easy to learn. I've even tried doing that thing when I've had to do circles at some points physically. And I don't know quite how they do that. There must be some particular way, because I still kind of get dizzy and sick. So it takes time to learn. It takes a lot of effort and experience to be able to figure this out. So again, as always, the Lord gives us lots of opportunities. There is going to be trouble. And we get focused on the trouble. And we get caught in the trouble. And then we go down. So we have to learn in the midst of that to keep our focus on the Lord. That's the struggle for us. But that's also the key. Because then no matter what happens as we go along, then we can become like the saints. The saints, you've got to remember, were just like us. They didn't start this way. They became saints. There were a few, I guess, that started as saints, but most of them did not. And so they had to learn it, just like we do. So if we can try to put that into practice, just keep working at it, because there are going to be troubles in all of our lives. It never stops. Maybe you get a little break every once in a while, but not much. And so we have lots of opportunity then to put this into practice. Keep the focus on the Lord. If we can keep the focus on the Lord, then we can maintain our peace. That's what he told us. I've told you this so that you will have your peace in me. You're not going to find peace in the world. You're surely not going to find peace in your own self. You should know that by now. You're not going to find peace in anything else. It may be helpful to have some friends that you can talk to and, you know, have somebody to bounce things off of and calm you down. But even then, all you're doing is bouncing things off. You still don't find the peace. The peace is only when you are not united with the Lord. And so, again, we hear in the first reading about the Holy Spirit given to these believers who didn't know the Lord Jesus. What's the Holy Spirit given for? To lead us into the truth, to bring us to Jesus. So we have the Holy Spirit, we have our blessed Lord, we have our Heavenly Father dwelling within us. So all we need to do is keep our focus there. And then as we learn to be able to spin and keep our focus, we don't get dizzy, we don't get sick, we don't lose our balance, we don't lose our peace, because we've understood how this works. Through the power of the Holy Spirit, we are able then to keep our focus on the Lord, and we are able to stay at peace. So that's the key for us. He lays it all out. It's all there. Nowhere did Jesus say, as long as you believe in me, you won't have any problems. Now that's the gospel of health and wealth, which is a bunch of garbage. It isn't in the gospel anywhere. He told us we're going to have trouble. He told us that the world's going to hate us. He told us that this is not going to be easy. He told us we're going to be persecuted. So we shouldn't be surprised when we are. But we also understand why he allows it. It's to make us saints, to learn how to do these things so that we can have peace in the midst of the world, in the midst of the chaos and the trouble. But our peace is not going to be found in anything, anything material, anything around us. It is going to be found only within us, because that's where we're going to have the Lord. And if we can keep our focus on the Lord and maintain our union with the Lord, then in the midst of the chaos, we can still be at total peace.